Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. I am Doc Mike, host of the podcast. A series of Forrest Gump-like events have brought me to where I am, a small-town country dentist. My experiences in country living, country freedom, country dentistry, and my reaction to pertinent current events may help you live a life of more freedom and less worry. Thank you for choosing the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Now let's get to today's freedom-inspiring episode. Okay. Hey, this is Doc Mike. Thanks for joining me live here on Real Liberty Media. I guess we had a little echo on the intro there. I'm going to have to figure out why. I have an idea why. Hey, so let me just say right off the bat, I am trying something completely new and different as far as the technology goes. So, you know, a little glitch here and there, I think I can live with that. But I think things are looking okay. So we're just going to go on with the show, get it going here. Man, I have a ton of stuff to talk about. Of course, as usual, always a ton of stuff to talk about, which is good. I hope entertaining. I hope you enjoy it. This is the fastest hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left. I'm just a guy trying to shine some light on the darkness. And if you all are on any kind of social media platforms, could you go ahead and post that we're live, try and bring people over to Real Liberty Media, and let's grow this great platform that Grimner set up years ago. And, you know, we'd like to keep it live, keep it going. Hey, Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Hal Anthony does a show called Behind the Woodshed. 2 hours nonstop information. He is ready to go again this week, so I'm looking forward to his show. I always look forward to his show. We kind of help him get his show up and going. So, you know, check him out Sundays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Great show, great information. Always, I always learn something from him, that's for sure. Okay, I wanted to just talk about a couple brief things before we get into the real current events. And one of them is, we're going to separate out the homestead basically information from the current events information. There'll be two separate shows, but we're not doing that yet, so I'm going to do a little bit of homestead stuff today. One thing is, I just noticed a hellaciously screwed up link in my notes. That's okay, no big deal. I will get through it one way or another. I had to take apart this hand crank fuel pump today, because it'd been sitting in an implement building for I don't know how long, years actually. And so when I pulled it out, because we're starting to use some kerosene and I want to put it in a 55-gallon drum and just dispense it when I want it. And I broke out this pump and it was frozen. It was locked up. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, it's kind of simple. It looks kind of simple, and it's a hand crank. How difficult could this be? And sure enough, I took it apart and kind of looked at it. It was very simple, like incredibly simple. And it was a little bit seized up, just needed a little lubrication and put back together, and it works great. And I just want to encourage people, especially in this day and age. Now, they don't make stuff like they used to. I'm not kidding about that. So much stuff today is made to be thrown away, and you just buy a new one. But luckily, this thing was made probably 20, 30 years ago. And I forgot to do something else. Let me just... it's like I'm not even ready for tonight. I am, man. I've been here for like 3 hours kind of checking stuff out. But until you go live, you just never know what the heck's going to happen. Well, you should, but I don't. So I was looking, so I want to encourage people, man, if you have some older piece of equipment, keep it. Like, they are made so solidly that, you know, you can just fix them. And a lot of these old parts, you can actually, I mean, old pieces, you can actually get parts for from different vendors. And man, they're made so well, like all metal parts and bushings and bearings and stuff. And, you know, it was easy. I couldn't even believe this. I actually got the, all the bolts were not seized or rusted in this thing, which I was kind of imagining if the inside is rusted. So this is the way I knew it was screwed up is, you know, I tried to turn the hand crank and it wouldn't turn. So, you know, I took it apart, but I was thinking, well, if the inside is all seized up, probably these bolts are too. And it turns out the bolts weren't seized up at all. They were perfectly fine. So, yeah, I took it apart, lubed it up, put it back together a couple of times just to, because it, at first it was a little bit kind of sluggish. I took it apart. I put some more oil, lubricant in it. And then, sure enough, it was just like cruising. You could just crank away on that thing. So that's going to be pretty handy. And, you know, again, like it's kind of handy. I mean, really, convenient that it is, manual, so I don't have to depend on electricity to make it work. You know, it's a hand crank, so you just crank your fuel out of the barrel into whatever you're going to use it in. So that was pretty cool. It was kind of a good day today. I had a part to fix on the tractor. The day started out like this gray, foggy, cold morning. You know, it's definitely not a drone day because there's nothing to see but fog. And while we were sitting in the hot tub about 8 o'clock in the morning, I was like, man, there's blue sky trying to pound through this fog. And like an hour later, it was kind of blue sky. And an hour after that, it was just kind of sunny and nice. So I got outside and got some stuff done and wanted to get done before the rain came. And it didn't really rain all day, but it wasn't really like beautiful and warm or anything, which you wouldn't expect it to be in January. So yeah, it was a good day. Got stuff done and, everything's looking good. And I guess the show is, it's going to be fine. It looks like the thing I tried out today is the most bizarre thing I've done in the nearly two years I've been doing my show. And I think it's because I added this external sound card, basically. And well, I'll talk about that some other time. I did want to say I finally completed my negotiations with the company I work for. And I will be going down to 3 days a week. And I will be working Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at the dental clinic. And the other 4 days, man, I'm just going to enjoy life. You know, probably produce more content, working on growing the show on different platforms. I wanted to talk a little bit about this too. You guys probably don't know all this stuff and probably maybe not be interested at all. And maybe I don't even know what I'm talking about, but I was going to talk a little bit about BitChute and Rumble, because BitChute and Rumble are both non-censoring platforms. But something happened to BitChute lately, and I think I talked about this not too long ago. And it was like they have a thing up that says their funds have been frozen. Now, they haven't stopped creators from posting anything yet, but I think the banks and stuff have frozen their assets. And then I was wondering, well, if I'm paying some small fee so that I can have a little more uploads on BitChute, you know, is the bank getting my money or is BitChute getting my money? It turns out that BitChute's getting money. But the reason I brought that up is because Rumble is doing things very differently. They have like a parallel economy where they are immune to being censored, to being shut down, to having their funds frozen. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. I think that more and more we're going to see, you know, the light shined on Facebook, on YouTube, on some of these other platforms that have been censoring people, and the truth is going to come out. Although it's kind of funny. It's not even a secret anymore. And I'm going to talk a lot about the Department of Justice today because you almost can't believe how much corruption they are into. It's almost like every single thing they are involved in is corrupt. It's dirty. They are not trustworthy. But they're not even hiding it anymore. That's the crazy thing. It's just like, screw it. You know, we're just going to put it all out on the table. And what are you going to do about it? Now, maybe some of the things we're going to do about it has happened with the House Speaker finally being elected. I'm not, I don't feel strongly one way or the other about this, to be honest with you. I am super happy that conservative group held McCarthy's feet to the fire just to get elected. It's kind of like, okay, now you know what you're going to be facing for the next 2 years. Kevin McCarthy got elected to Speaker of the House. And, but there's a price to pay for that. I just noticed, that's okay. I'm going to be screwing around with my audio probably a bit tonight because I just notice different things now. Now, it doesn't matter. But anyway, so I hope that the 20 people who held McCarthy's feet to the fire actually stick to that. And I hope that they guide the way that the House moves forward now. It's going to be very important that certain investigations get done, that certain people are called on the carpet, you know, that certain questions are answered so that we can finally start getting to the truth of some of this. And maybe in the long run, some of these departments in the Department of Justice, like the CIA, the FBI, Border Patrol, TSA, some of these people are going to be held accountable and maybe just dismantled and rebuilt because it is so bad what is going on in our country right now, and it's got to be stopped or it's just going to become, you know, it's just going to become like Nazi Germany. Not Nazi Germany, but like Nazi Germany. I'm going to give you an example right now. Not necessarily the Department of Justice, but just the federal government in general. So I've got a few stories today, of course, about the COVID vaccine and how damaging it is. Not that, you know, my listeners don't know all of this already, but maybe you don't. That's why I'm going to bring some of the stuff up that I'm bringing up, because I've said for years, well, 2 years at least, that we won't know the truth about this vaccine until after studies have been done, after real scientists actually start collecting data and putting data through the statistical analysis it takes to come to some conclusions. And those things are being done, and it is terrifying. It's terrifying to see what's happening. But here's what I don't understand. Is the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, are actually still running these commercials, and the mainstream media apparently doesn't have any problem accepting money because it says paid for by the, you know, Department of Health and Human Services. The commercials do, and those commercials are promoting this jab that has been proven not only not to work, but also to be extremely harmful. And I'm going to get to the stories about just how harmful it is. And it's, man, I guess if you were the worrying type and you knew this information, you'd be worried all the time. Just seeing that guy drop on the NFL and knowing that he's a 24-year-old young, super healthy athlete, and he'd only been vaxxed a couple days before, maybe a week before that event happened where he suffered a cardiac arrest right there on the field. Yeah, I mean, you can imagine that a lot of those NFL guys, a lot of those NFL players are probably having second thoughts right about now. And, you know, wondering when it's going to hit them or if it's going to hit them. But a couple stories in tonight's show is gonna point out just how prevalent the damage from this vaccine is. But what's amazing is the commercials still run every single day, and every single one of these mainstream media platforms, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, the big four, run those commercials like there's no, I guess there's no liability to running these commercials. And there should be. People should be held accountable for lying about going and getting this vaccine because it's unsafe, especially if you're young, especially if you're like in your 20s and 30s, or I should say now, especially if you're under 65. It's pretty damn dangerous. And why do they keep promoting it? A lot of stuff coming at us, that's for sure. And like I was saying, I hope to God that we start actually doing something. And maybe those 20 people who held McCarthy's feet to the fire are going to continue to hold his feet to the fire and get this country moving in the right direction. A lot of people have given up. A lot of people have given up voting, which I completely understand, 100%. You know, it's almost like you just want to tuck yourself away in a nice, quiet, private place and do your thing until the end comes. But there's luckily a lot of people out there who are still trying, you know, to keep this country going in the right direction or get it going in the right direction, because it's been so long since we've been anywhere close to that. How's the audio sounding? Give me some kind of feedback, please. All right, so let's get into the show notes for the day, and I'll tell you about some of the things I had mentioned. So the first story I have is sudden death is now the number one cause of death for under 65s in 2021. So I hate to sound redundant, but I am going to say it again. Sudden death is now the number one cause of death for people under 65. That should be kind of terrifying if you're under 65. I'm on the cusp. No, I'm not. I just turned 65. I damn near died last year. But yeah, man. So just to think of all of the things we've been concerned with, I guess, if you have been concerned about living or dying in your lifetime, all of the things that could kill you, all of the things that they said, you know, you shouldn't do or you should do, the things you should or shouldn't eat, you know, the ways to extend your life, lifetime, and now, you know, they're not saying it, especially in the mainstream media. They're not going to ever say it. I'm not kidding. I've given up, and of course, this is probably a lot of you have given up on mainstream media long ago, which is awesome, and probably thank God that you're here. That reminds me of something else I want to talk about for a second, but oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, being under 65, so the number one cause of death is sudden death, which are not saying is directly linked to the vax, but in this article that I'm showing on the screen here, sudden death, number one cause of death for under 65s in 2021, believe it or not, it's now the number one cause of death for this age group. Is there a silent epidemic that's impairing and destroying your immune system and literally obliterating 90% of your DNA repair mechanism? And what extreme remedies can be done can reverse the attack? And I've mentioned that before. Mainly the number one is resveratrol, which is found in red wine. Now, I'm not telling y'all to go out and become alcoholics and start pounding down the red wine, but I'm saying, you know, there's certain foods and drinks that have resveratrol in them, and that helps repair your DNA. So, man, I really encourage all of my listeners to go out and or go to these websites, look at the things you can do to detox from the spike protein and do those things. It's not a lot. It's not that you have to do a lot, but you should do a little. Because whether you, if you had COVID, if you had the jab, you have the spike proteins. The spike proteins are far worse than the jab because the jab only makes the damn spike protein. So you have this extremely high concentration of the spike protein. There's a caveat there. The frickin' vaccines have such poor quality control that there's no guarantee that the vax you got has all of the parts to assemble a spike protein. But if it does, you're going to produce a ton of those spike proteins. Now, if you have the, if you actually had COVID, you're probably going to have some natural immunity and you're probably going to protect yourself, but you still have those damn spike proteins, and they're the, that's the element that is causing, oh, blood clotting, myocarditis, cardiac arrest, sudden death, a myriad of other things. As a matter of fact, this week I read a story about how it's actually increased the incidence of cancer, not only new cancers, but the return of cancers in people that had cancer before and it was in remission. And it's above and beyond what they would expect from the normal course or normal population of people who had cancer. And, you know, cancers sometimes come back. So, but the after having the vax, people who have had cancer, a higher percentage of them are having, you know, recurrent cancers, having a cancer flare up again. So let's read through some of this. Mounting evidence shows the COVID shots are destroying people's immune systems. How much sense does that make that you're given a poison, a vaccine, something that's supposed to help you fight off this stupid COVID virus that was not that deadly in the first place? Oh yeah, they'll point to the numbers about how deadly COVID is or was. But remember, they eliminated every other cause of death when they were trying to scare people to death to go out and get this vaccine. So the numbers were inflated, and we knew the numbers were inflated. A lot of us knew the numbers were inflated because we were like, hey, where in the hell are all the flu deaths that we have every year? How come they have suddenly become zero? How is it that the influenza, the annual influenza, that does kill some people, usually people with compromised immune systems, people who are elderly and frail, or people who are young and weak and have other, you know, issues with fighting off disease. How come it became zero in that year? Well, it became zero because they were trying to terrify you. Anyway, so a survey by the Steve Kirsch Funds found sudden death is the number one cause of death among those under the age of 65 who got the COVID jab. Myocarditis as a cause of death is now registering across all age ranges, but only for the vaccinated. Cardiac-related deaths are also significantly elevated among younger people under 65 who got the jab compared to their unjabbed peers. It's crazy that, you know, that this can be the truth, that these studies are coming out, reviews of populations of people jabbed and unjabbed, and, you know, how much higher the incidence of myocarditis or blood clots or whatever is. And yet still every single day they put out their commercials. Mainstream media runs these commercials to encourage people of all ages, by the way, to go out and get the jab. And of course, they're specifically really trying to get younger people to go get the jab. And it's it's terrifying that they're doing this. But I want to get back to my notes because there's I wanted to get to I want to talk before I hit to the DOJ, which I may not get to today. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of this stuff. Oh yeah, here we go. It's the time of year for sharing. So, oh my gosh, how come it didn't take me? It's going to be one of those days. Where is everything? I'll get it. It's here. I know. I just put this together. Here we go. Extremely irresponsible. Expert warns China's border reopening among COVID surge may trigger global pandemic resurgence. Now, here's the problem with this story, right? Is we already went through this pandemic the first time. And I think everybody, not everybody, there's a large contingent of people who say, hey, I'm done. I'm not playing this game anymore. But you have to create some kind of scenario. You have to create these stories that are terrifying, that are going to make people, get in lockstep again with who knows what's next. You know, social isolation, masking, social distancing, wash your hands, don't touch your face, you know, stay home, don't go to work. You know, like, could we cripple this economy any more than it is? I'm tiny bit lost. I'll get back to it. I did that. So I'm beginning. Oh yeah, I'll get back to that. Extremely irresponsible. And of course, all of these people. So China's going to open up its travel, and the U.S. federal government also is going to let people come in from China because, you know, they're going to require that people from China get tested. Here's what I don't understand. So you have to kind of accept some parts of this argument as the truth or not. I don't accept most of this as the truth. For example, are there new variants? Well, I don't know. They say there are new variants spreading across China. Here it is right here. I called this new variants, if you believe this. As China's zero COVID policy fails, Z aims to reinfect the world with new pandemic. So apparently, there's some new variant in China. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to allow people from China to travel throughout the world. Is that a good idea? No, it's a horrible idea. If there is a new variant. Okay, China was the origin. The lab in China, Wuhan lab in China, was the origin of this, COVID virus, right? It's obvious. That's where it started. That's where it came from. You know, they're going to find patient zero at some point. You know, when somebody does all of these studies in the future, they will be able to pinpoint it pretty easily, especially with today's computer power. It'll be easy to go back and find out where in the hell this virus started. I think everybody agrees it came from Wuhan. And, so, of course, you know, Anthony Fauci had something to do with it because he was, you know, he made sure to fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab, and they were messing with viruses to make them more deadly and spread throughout the world. So now what? Okay, so we got through the first pandemic, and apparently, if you believe that there's a new variant, that new variant has started in China. So, well, we don't, you know, people are losing grip. People are going back to work and they're not social distancing and they're not buying the whole mask, you know, mandate thing. And, you know, we were almost out of it in most of the world. Well, at least most of the United States. And I think most parts of the world, except for Oregon, of course, And yeah, we have to do something to terrify people to get back in lockstep. So, you know, to gain that control again, which I think is going to be really hard, because at least in the United States, the Senate and the House are now separate. They're under, you know, the Senate still has Democratic control. The House has Republican control. Plus, a bunch of people who are not going to allow all those restrictions and civil rights violations to happen again if it is within their power to prevent it. So, yeah, what better way to get people back in control than to terrify them that, you know, the next variant has now hit the United States, which it's just a matter of time. I can guarantee you that it's going to be in the United States because, number one, the vaccines don't work. Number two, the testing is absolute crap. It does not tell people if they are positive or if they are negative. They are such inaccurate tests that you can't depend on them one way or another. So you're going to require that people traveling from China get tested before they come. Oh, and get a vaccine before they come. What did you do? Nothing. You did nothing. You haven't prevented that disease from coming into the United States at all. You haven't stopped that variant from coming into the United States at all because it's all a damn joke. The vaccine is a joke. The test is a joke. And COVID is a joke. Now I'm probably going to get COVID and die because I said that. But that's fine. If that happens, that's fine. You know, I've had a heart attack. I had blood clots. I'm already kind of marked. So if it happens, it happens. But it's not happening to everybody. You know, COVID made people sick. And a lot of people who got COVID have natural immunity. And they're not having the problems that people who got the vaccine that strictly gives you spike proteins, they're not having the same problems. So back to the notes and let's see what else China has for us. No, I already went there. What do we have here? Yeah, Pfizer shots aren't safe and were never shown to be. Germans unleash spike protein bombshell. The mRNA spike protein wasn't the only thing autopsies found in people who died shortly after getting the jab. Combined with insurance data sets showing the increase in deaths had a 1 in 390 billion chance of occurring spontaneously. This is a dagger through the heart for Pfizer and their crew. And there's a good video there that you should look at. But you can catch it in the show notes. Actually, I'm going to put the show notes in a blog post. Not necessarily on Real Liberty Media. I'll put a link in Real Liberty Media to my blog show notes. So you can go there and get all the links. And yeah, it's just a temporary page. Forgive the way it looks. I'm just testing stuff out, learning the waters for WordPress so I can be more effective at posting my show notes and making sure that the information is out there for everybody. But a lot of these stories, of course, almost every story source that I use comes from independent media. And the reason is because that's the only place you're going to find something close to the truth. Nobody, you know, their advertisers aren't going to cut them off or, you know, withhold their funding. The banks aren't going to close them down because they're not doing business the way a lot of people are doing business. They're not, they're protecting themselves from that kind of censorship. And thank God that they are, because how else would we be able to get this information out? Which is also, I'm going to say, BitChute and Rumble, thank you for being a platform that allows this kind of information to get out. I see more and more people moving to Rumble and BitChute, and I'm really happy about that, because I hate going to YouTube for some of the information. Timcast does YouTube, and somehow he's managed to walk the line and not get banned or struck too many times. So, but I like to avoid YouTube if at all possible. So I like to watch, support the content creators that I support on Rumble or BitChute, and stay away from YouTube, because YouTube is a censoring platform. So much for that. Okay, I gotta get back to what I was thinking about here. I think I covered all of the stuff I wanted to cover on China, but what I was trying to really get at here is that, oh my God, is that the new fear factor, the new terrifying news, the new way to get you to be scared is, you know, by this new variant that's coming from China. And instead of restricting access to the United States or even North America or even the entire North and South American continents, preventing, you know, people from getting, and I'm not saying that would stop it. I mean, eventually you would think that the people who have COVID here, you know, that the COVID would mutate until the new variant shows up and maybe be the same kind of variant that China has. And actually, I don't even know if the variant that's coming out of China is more deadly. Mostly viruses tend to become less deadly over time, because if you kill your host, you don't survive yourself. So I don't know if the new variant is more deadly or not. It would make sense that it's less deadly, but we're not even Vinny. We're not even, can we call it a China disease? Yeah, you could call it a China disease, I guess. That doesn't even sound racist, because you're not really even calling out, you know, the Chinese. God dang it, lost my train of thought again. Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, so I don't know if the variant is more deadly or less deadly. But I don't even think we would know if somebody told us. I mean, the FDA is certainly not a reliable source. You know, the Department of Health and Human Services isn't. You know, pretty much none of the government agencies that would be telling us, supposedly warning us about, you know, this variant coming from China, obviously not reliable information based on what you've seen over the last 2 years. And again, I'm going to go back to the House of Representatives and the new speaker and this 20 people, the conservative 20, the MAGA 20, whatever you want to call them. I want them to get answers, and I hope that they're going to keep hounding away at having the right investigations done so that we get the answers that we've been looking for. I mean, hell, a lot of it is out there. Elon Musk has done such a great job with the Twitter files. I haven't even read the Fauci files, which were supposed to be released, I think, yesterday or day before the end of the week. And I haven't even seen them yet because I've been busy doing other stuff. But and I have read through all of the other Twitter files that were released. So as soon as I get the post for the Fauci files, of course, I haven't seen a lot of chatter on the internet yet about it. So I don't know if there's something really, you know, interesting in there or not, but I mean, probably, for a lot of us, nothing is going to be that new other than actually seeing Fauci's fingerprints all over everything in these Twitter posts. And you know, Fauci's gone now, retired. Gone. Of course, he's not gone. I don't know what he's doing. I almost hate to imagine what that guy is doing, but... Oh, geez. Okay. All right. Are we done with China? I guess so. Just be cautious over what you may be hearing over the next, who knows how long it's going to take, you know, to get us all terrified when the mandates start coming down. I hope that the new Congress is divided enough that they won't allow these mandates, any kind of civil rights violations, to happen again. Yeah, I'm looking for that one. No, I'm looking for that one. I agree. I'm waiting. It's just a matter of time. Whoops. All right. So my entry. Oh, I already kind of covered these two things. My entry for Died Suddenly was, well, two things. One was the number one cause of death for people under 65. But I did want to cover this. This is actually pretty interesting, too. So when the NFL guy, DeMar Hamlin, I think is his name, when he went in cardiac arrest, you saw all these talking heads. And I talked about it on the last show about how all of those talking heads are doctors who've already said that they're not going to talk against the vaccine. So you knew that all of those doctors were going to look for other answers. And you saw that commotio cordis, them talking about having to hit the heart at exactly the precise moment that the heart is in the ascending part of the T wave. And if you just hit somebody in the heart at just exactly that time, you can put them into cardiac arrest. And, you know, in 100 years, we haven't seen that happen in the NFL. But, you know, I mean, boom, there it is, and it happened. And they're all trying to say that that's what caused it. And you had a lot of those doctors who were called in to CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, if they even talked about it. You know, they were all talking about commotio cordis. But look at this. And they all said they've never seen anything like that happen before, which I couldn't believe, because if you had your eyes wide open for the past 2 years and seen all of the athletes who dropped dead on soccer fields or, and you know, out training or whatever, you knew that this was a thing. But these idiots claim they never saw this happen again, which... You know, keep in mind, a lot of our doctors who are still practicing, if you can get appointments, remember, more than likely, they had to drink the Kool-Aid. They had to kind of get on board with, you know, yeah, we're not going to bad talk the vaccine. But all of these talking heads on all of the cable and non-cable news, you know, mainstream media sources, all said that they never seen anything like this. And look here, just in the United States alone, I got to make sure. Yeah. More than 270 deaths in U.S. athletes after vaccination, peer reviewed letter. So over 270 athletes and former athletes in the United States have died from cardiac arrest or other serious issues after taking COVID-19 vaccines, according to data from the recent peer-reviewed letter to the editor, authored by structural biologist Panagos Polycritis and board-certified internist and cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough. The letter cited data found that from 2021 to 2022, at least 1,616 cardiac arrests or other major medical issues have been globally documented in vaccinated athletes, with 1,114 of those being fatal. So where are these geniuses that they have as their medical specialist giving us, you know, their take on what happened to this, to Damar Hamlin. You know, how come they don't know this stuff? How come they're not aware of this stuff? They're aware of it. I'm 100% sure that they know, which means that they come out on mainstream media platforms and straight up lie to the American people, to the world, for that matter. You know, all of these news agencies, cable news shows are worldwide. And everybody supposedly had looked up the United States for so long. And it's really kind of sad that now we've really kind of screwed up that bit of professionalism. I'm so glad Peter McCullough did what he did when he did. That dude is so sharp, man. And he just never backed down. He just never backed down. He was just like, hey, man, this is the science right here. This is the science, the real science. And like I said, it'd take a couple years for this stuff to come out. But this is a crazy number. So 270 deaths in U.S. athletes out of, what did I say? There was 1,616 events in the world. You know, and you may think that, okay, out of I don't know how many billion people are in the world, this doesn't sound like a big number. But it's a huge number compared to whatever happened in the years before this. You know, when something like this happened 5 years ago, it was really unusual, and they usually found some arrhythmia or some heart murmur or some structural defect with the person's heart that actually led to their death. Now they're finding blood clots, these rubbery blood clots, you know, and myocarditis and the release of catecholamines. I talked about that with Damar Hamlin and how, you know, he might have already had all that inflammation. And then, you know, being excited about the game just starting. Hell, they'd only been playing 5 minutes or something like that, five game minutes, maybe 10, I don't know. But, you know, he makes a tackle, real excited, and those catecholamines are released, adrenaline gets blasted, and boom, down you go. Because you're one of these people who's susceptible. Younger, healthy people getting myocarditis and being susceptible because they have so many more receptors for catecholamines. That what makes them more susceptible to having these significant cardiac events. Oh, back to the notes. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. So those were my two entries for died suddenly for this episode was people under 65 and these athletes. You know, it's a thing. It's a thing that can be measured. And we need to make sure, we all need to make sure to spread the word to stop getting vaccinated. To anybody who's under 65. I say anybody, period. I'll take my chances with COVID. Well, now I won't because I did get the vax. I have done this. I have done a lot of the detox protocol. And continue to do it, man. Just hoping it, hoping it helps. Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough is one of the guys who put out this information on how to detox from the spike protein and how to repair your DNA. So I'm trusting that, you know, I'm going to do what I can to, you know, I'm going to do what I can to detox from that spike protein, and I've been doing it for over a year. So hopefully it continues to work. I think having that knee surgery probably jeopardized me a bit. But things are going well. I really don't have any complaints. I really don't have any complaints except I screwed up my notes somehow. What is next? Well, of course, the Pfizer jab being linked to... God dang it. My my links are just not working the way they did before. Here we go. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine linked to blood clotting. The FDA. The FDA. Okay, this is my point. The FDA literally comes out and says the COVID vaccine is linked to blood clotting. Yet they're the ones paying for these advertisements to come out every day to tell people to get vaccinated. How could you possibly do that? It's time for the Department of Health and Human Services in the United States, the Public Health Service, the National Institute of Health, all of those departments to come out and say, look, stop getting the damn vaccine. Stop it. Pull those damn commercials. Because all you're really doing is leading people who otherwise wouldn't be dying to their death. And I hope that the House brings those people up on investigation and says, look, you can no longer push this vaccine. It's too damn dangerous. And stop telling people to take their 5-year-olds in to get it. Jesus. You know, and I was even thinking, honestly, I wonder if you can you sue these companies who are putting these commercials on? I mean, could you take one of the local broadcast platforms, you know, your local news channel or your local whatever, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and sue them? But I guess you'd have to show damages. I don't know how you do that. But how could you possibly stop them from spreading this misinformation, disinformation? I have no idea. I really have no idea. I'm definitely not doing that. I wonder if you could just take out, the only thing is, I wonder if you could just take out your own commercial that just flat out had big red stop sign on it. Stop getting the jab. It's dangerous. You know, and put stuff like this up on there. COVID vaccine linked to blood clotting. More than 270 deaths in U.S. athletes after vaccination. Pfizer shots aren't safe and were never shown to be. What else was the other one? The sudden death of people, the number one cause of people under 65. And hell, last year I still have an entire page of all of the things that the vaccine causes, all of the harm that it causes. Do you remember us talking about the 300% to 600% increase in fetal deaths because of this vaccine directly linked to getting the jab? All of those things, but you could put in a commercial, but here's the problem. Not one single one of those mainstream media platforms are going to run that commercial. You can't pay enough money to have that commercial run because those platforms are all owned by the same big money heads that will pull their advertising if those, you know, so what, who am I? I don't know how much a stupid commercial costs. The Super Bowl's coming up. That always has $500,000 commercials for 30 seconds or multi-million dollar commercials for 30 seconds to 60 seconds. You know, your local advertising can't be that much because you're just reaching a smaller audience, but they wouldn't even take your money. They just wouldn't even take it. They don't even, you know, and the other thing is they don't even talk about any of this stuff. None of them have talked about this. The Twitter files, they haven't been talked about by any one of the mainstream media sources. I don't even know if Fox News has talked about it because I don't sit and watch any of those. I get most of my information about all those other places from other content creators. But I do know that, you know, CNN, MSNBC, Headline News, none of them have even touched the Twitter files. And getting back to my point, so you couldn't even buy commercial time and warn people. You literally have to go out and stand on the streets or put up flyers or just person to person tell people to quit doing this and encourage everybody you know to protect their children, not even just their children, man. If you're under 65, you need to know all of the things that this vaccine causes. We're not going to get to the DOJ, which is awesome, because I actually was thinking the DOJ is going to take a show entirely of its own, and we're going to start doing some shorts here, little shorter segments that I just post up. Probably won't do them live. I'll just post them on Rumble and BitChute and probably Odyssey too. I don't know. It's getting easier to do all this stuff. So, but God dang, before I get to the DOJ, I'm not going to get to the DOJ. So I'm going to talk about one more thing before we get going here. Let me just see if there's anything I wanted to. Yeah. Nope, I think we're good. Let me, I wanted to talk about something that just irks me. It's kind of more of a local thing. It really isn't. This is really actually true in every major city in the United States, but this whole homeless thing, I just want to point out how stupid some of this is. So the mayor of Portland, and actually the governor of Oregon now, which is a new governor, but it's all the same old thing. They're all liberals. They're all progressive. And their main concern, their main focus is on the homeless people in the cities. And I was thinking to myself, like, how many homeless people could there possibly be? And let's just assume that Portland, I mean, 20 years ago, I looked at the population of Portland. The city actually probably only has a few hundred thousand people, but the metropolitan area, the whole area that encompasses Portland, so not Portland official, but Portland, the extended area, is well over 1.5 million people or 2 million people by now. And there's a few thousand homeless people, right? And there's, as you've seen in the past couple years with the violence from BLM and protesting and businesses being torn apart in Portland, being graffitied, businesses being burnt down, the Department of Justice, the courthouse, the federal building in Portland being burned and broken up and being basically taken over from the street, at least. And all those businesses, man, they just stay there and take this stuff, I guess because they have no choice, but I certainly wouldn't stay in Portland. But here's my point. So the mayor makes this homeless thing the most important, you know, the highest priority. Same with the governor, is we have to attack homelessness. And I'm thinking to myself, no, you don't. They're homeless. They're used to it. You know, they've probably burned every single bridge in their life, and now they have nowhere to stay. You know, the ones who don't want to be homeless, I can guarantee you they wouldn't be homeless, because there's 1.5 jobs available for every person who's unemployed right now. So there's plenty of work. You don't have to be homeless forever. Yeah, I understand. It's getting stupid expensive to live. I think it's hard for people to live on their own, especially in the big city. So get out of the big city, go get a job in a little town, a little, you know, suburb, and get yourself a cheap place to stay, a cheap apartment. And yeah, I know they're limited and all that stuff. Oh, I'm going to be running out of time. Well, let me say this. Thanks for joining me. I am on live every Wednesday and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Nope, 9 p.m. Eastern. I always say that. I always get confused. I'm 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And anyway, thanks. I'll see you guys on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining me. And remember, catch Hal Anthony tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Every Sunday, Hal Anthony does, you know, what, 2-hour show. Thanks. There we go. I'll see you guys Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Please show your support for the podcast. This podcast is not on the biggest platforms, but it is on the best free speech platforms. Until next time, remember, all bleeding eventually stops.